Low oil prices have meant a drop in new drilling and exploration in North Dakota. But things haven't totally slowed down. NPR's Kirk Sigler found that in many parts of the state's Bakken oil patch, drilling and production are churning right along, even increasing. Kirk sent this report from the boomtown of Watford City, North Dakota.
About a year ago, when I first traveled to Watford City, the price of oil was above $100 a barrel. When I came back recently, it was below $50 a barrel, a 50% slide in a year, so I figured I'd find empty hotels, the skeletons of half-built condos, people out of work.
Welcome to Holiday Pump 1 and 3. Thank you.
But here again are the armies of big diesel rigs idling at the truck stops, the roustabout men walking out of Cashwise Grocery with armloads of Red Bull and boxes of Hungry Jack pancake mix. At night, the drill rigs still lighting up the frozen prairie like Christmas trees. And over, I hear, slow down? Yeah, not really.
I think it's still growing. There's still people buying homes and a lot of people coming in here still looking for jobs.
This is Ashley Bones. She's 28. She moved to Watford City from Wyoming 2 years ago to be closer to her dad. Well, that and the promise of jobs.
They're still hiring. There's still hire signs for $14 an hour, $17 at Walmart, you know.
Bones has a job as a loan officer here at the First International Bank on Watford's Main Street. At night, she also does bookkeeping for the oilfield services company her husband works at. The couple met here a year ago. He came from Oregon. And get this, they pay $2,000 a month to rent a trailer. And that's considered a deal.
You know, it's about $1,000 a room right now. It's been like that ever since I got here. It's not going down any. In fact, some are going up.
Now, you definitely still detect some anxiety about what might happen in a few more months if oil prices stay where they are or drop further. The number of active drill rigs like this one has dropped in North Dakota by 40% in the past year. But you have to remember, last year set records, and Watford City, at least, is the epicenter of the Bakken. The most oil-rich parts of the formation lie beneath here, so production is actually increasing despite the low oil prices. This is why the situation over at the school seems unchanged in the year since I last visited.
Logan, show me what you can do.
The elementary kids are having recess in the gym today. It's below minus 10 wind chill outside. That's the threshold in North Dakota for keeping students inside. The assistant principal, Carrie Stansfield, says enrollment here is still going up and up.
We've had to remodel it several times. And if you go out, we have four portables right now.
That's what I remember visiting last time.
Last spring, voters approved a plan to build a new high school. It was a big relief around here. See, district enrollment has tripled since 2010, and they're planning to grow another 50% over the next 5 years.
We're going to be moving. The high school is going to the new high school. Middle school is going to stay at the old high school. We're going to be moving 4th and 5th.
Now, one thing that has changed with oil prices being more volatile is that teachers and staff are seeing more of what they call boomerang kids, those that are here for 5 or 6 weeks at a time, then their parent heads to another oil field, then they're back, maybe with only a day's notice. Well, this is Pam Moen's world.
Oh, geez. I have Louisiana. Let's see. Michigan, Washington, Idaho.
Moen is one of six kindergarten teachers here.
A lot of spottiness with what they've learned and where we're at, so it's a challenge. I had this challenge when I lived in Nevada, though, so I'm used to it. Yep, you may.
You may be able to tell Moen is from North Dakota, but she just moved home a couple of years ago from Las Vegas. She taught there during that city's housing boom, then crash. But she thinks Watford City's going to keep growing. Oil prices will come back. No bust here.
We're not really seeing the slowdown here, necessarily in McKenzie County. Other areas, outlying areas, I think we still have like 50-plus rigs drilling right now. And around my area, it's just busy, like where I live.
Busy and still growing. That's life in Watford City. But people like Moen aren't afraid to admit that a slowdown, maybe it wouldn't be such a bad thing. It would give everyone a chance to breathe a little, to catch up.